Defendant Vena, are you a Jedi?
No, Tahiri answered without rising, a gesture of disrespect that suggested she knew as well as Ven did where the judge was heading with this argument.
Not at present.
But there was a time when you were a Jedi, correct?
Correct.
And that was prior to the recent Galactic Civil War?
Before Tahiri could answer, Ven was leaning forward, bracing his bulk on the defense table.
Your Honor, I really must protest this line of questioning. My client's employment prior to the war has no bearing on the plea she's here to enter.
Lord Telly did not even look at him.
Your objection is overruled, Counselor Ven.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that I haven't accepted you as this defendant's representative, and I am unlikely to do so.
A murmur of surprise rustled through the courtroom, and Han Solo rose, his mouth open to shout, until his wife pulled him back into his seat and used the force to pin him there. Jaina simply slipped forward to the edge of her seat, her angry glare fixed on Lord Telly. Even Tahiri finally seemed to be taking a keener interest, leaning forward and propping her elbows on the table. Once the sergeant of the court had issued the obligatory demand for quiet, Lord Telly fixed her gaze on Tahiri again.
Answer the question, Defendant Vela. Were you a Jedi prior to the recent Galactic Civil War?
Yes.
Tahiri shot a spiteful glance toward the bewildered Bith at the prosecutor's table.
Before I committed the acts for which they want to put me on trial.
I understand that. But in your capacity as a Jedi Knight, you were privy to a great many secrets that the Jedi Order might not want revealed in open court, were you not?
Oh, we all know where the Emperor buried his treasure, if that's what you're asking.
Tahiri said, slumping back in her chair.
I'll be glad to draw you a map, if it will get these charges.
The rest of her offer was lost to the din of guffaws and chuckles that rolled through the courtroom, and even Dala snorted in amusement.
That one has guts, she said. I have to give her that.
What does she have to lose? Jag asked. A blind Gungan could see that you've had this court rigged from the start.
Dala smirked.
Now who's prejudging Fel? Judge Lord Telly is merely trying to ensure that the defendant has adequate counsel.
Once the sergeant had restored quiet again, Lord Telly glared down at Tahiri.
Shall I take that as a yes?
Take it however you like.
Tahiri glanced back at Han and Leia, then added,
But even if I do know any secrets, I won't be sharing them with anyone in this room.
Lord Telly actually smiled at her.
That choice, of course, is entirely yours. But since any such information you care to provide might very well have an impact on the disposition of your own case, I cannot allow Noara Ven, or any other counsel with such a clear conflict of interest, to participate in your defense.
The courtroom burst into cries of outrage, and this time Leia Solo did not bother pulling Han back down. Jag looked away, shaking his head in disgust.
At least you had enough sense not to gloat in open court, he said to Dala. Please tell me you really don't believe the Jedi or their allies in the Senate will respect what you did in there.
Of course not.
Dala deactivated the intercom speaker, then also turned away from the viewing panel.
But I had to send a message of my own. If the Masters believe they can intimidate me by threatening to dissolve the Order...
I wasn't aware they had, Jag interrupted. Everything I hear suggests those apprentices resigned on their own.
Dala rolled her eyes.
Please, head of state, if you were really that naive, the Moffs would have killed you 2 years ago.
She started across the room toward the beverage center.
May I offer you something to drink? Polar water? Or fizzy, perhaps?
Nothing, thank you,
Jack said. Dala had stopped offering him intoxicants after their second meeting, a grudging acknowledgement of respect, since he had made it clear that he felt state business deserved clear heads.
But I wish you would reconsider what you're doing here. It's not the law that you're enforcing.
Dala opened the cabinet and, without turning around, asked,
Then what is it?
Your will, he said. And it's obvious to more than just the Jedi. When you put Tahiri Vela on trial and at the same time leave one of the architects of the coup free to retire in peace, it smacks of corruption.
Dala paused for a moment, then asked,
You're talking about Char Nyathol.
Of course, Jack replied. Tahiri and Admiral Nyathol both changed sides. Do you really think you can put one on trial and let the other live in peace? The public will think you're repaying Nyathol for helping you become chief of state. I hear the Senate already thinks so.
And it won't matter that they're wrong.
Dala nodded, then pulled a glass out of the cabinet and filled it with fizzy.
Perception is everything.
Jag nodded.
That's the nature of democracy.
To his surprise, Dala seemed genuinely concerned. Perhaps there was hope of dismissing the charges against Tahiri after all.
When you accepted the post, you promised to make the Galactic Alliance a just society for all beings. You can't do that by using the courts as a political weapon.